August 1st, Phil Floyd.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Phil Floyd is a young man who loves to conquer large obstacles. Here is his story. If you don't want to live in fear, don't feed it. The last day in July, Phil Floyd, expert hiker and camper, was packed and primed for his 11-day backpack trip into the Sierra Nevada mountains. He'd leave in the morning. Independence was his middle name. Trekking through the mountains was one of his greatest pleasures, and he loved to hike alone. After dinner, a hiking buddy phoned, and Phil joined some friends to see the new Schwarzenegger film. They laughed and joked and pretended the Predator wasn't scary. Sure, Phil and his friends had jumped and jerked a couple of times, but watching the commandos be killed off one by one had not unnerved Phil. The fact that the movie was set in a dark forest where the Predator appeared with no warning was just Hollywood doing its job. The next morning, Phil drove off to spend 11 days by himself in the woods. The first night, he stayed at a campground. That night, I was scared peeless. Every time I looked around the campfire and into the forest, I saw the alien Predator as he planned to shoot me with his three red dot weapon. The next day, Phil hiked up to 9,000 feet and set up camp near a crossing of trails. After having a gourmet supper of coffee, jerky, and top ramen, he cleaned up and left his pans on a log to dry. Phil felt at peace as he stared at the star-crowded sky. At 2 a.m, a noise woke him. I reached for my gun and a flashlight. Phil pointed his weapon and light straight in the eyes of a four-point buck. The massive animal looked back at me with his three red dot weapon. Phil shook his head to rid himself of the hallucination. It registered that the deer was licking salt out of the pans Phil had left to dry. He kept still, and the deer wandered off. I thought I might be the buck's next meal. Scared me to death. It was a predator. The next day, instead of using a trail, Phil hopped over boulders and followed some cairns up to 11,200 feet to a gorgeous lake where he would fish. Phil carefully set up camp and spent the rest of the day fishing. He caught a couple and ate them for dinner. I figured I'd sleep well because I was exhausted. But when I laid down, sleep wouldn't come. Phil wished he had invited his hiking buddies. Fear was a new sensation in this setting. In the chilly night air, he began to sweat. I knew why. I was at 11,200 feet in the Sierra Nevadas with no one around for miles. The alien predator was there to kill me. I just hadn't seen him yet. If Phil told his buddies about this, they would laugh. But the fear was palpable. For a few hours, Phil became a sculpture, stiff and unmoving. He tried to shake it off, but his fear won. In the middle of the night, Phil moved. In a mind over matter effort, he forced himself to stand. He looked at the massive mountains, the shadowy forest, the yellow moonlight. He was not alone. Another presence was with him. Not an imaginary monster. He prayed, God, why am I so afraid? Why can't I shake this fear? In the quiet of the night, Phil heard the answer in his heart. What do you put in your mind? Phil had seen a scary movie and then come to the wilderness. What was in his heart had seeped into everything. Fear. Phil had set himself up, but now peace descended on him. Again, he heard a whisper in his heart. If you don't want to live in fear, don't feed on fear. The Word of God says in Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2, therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. What do you think about the most? If you don't want to live in fear, don't feed it.
Hello, friends. Today is August 1st. Welcome to 365 Christian Men. Our story today is about Phil Floyd and an outdoor experience that he had and was very candid about. My name is Blake Maddox, and I'm the executive director of 365 Christian Men. I love this story for a lot of reasons. I love the outdoors, and I love being alone in the outdoors. And this story revolves around Phil and being in the outdoors all alone. But it didn't start there. It started with him in a movie theater, watching a movie that actually terrified him. And he didn't realize it until he found himself locked away, if you will, metaphorically, in the woods and all alone. You know, it's in those places where we're alone, where we find out truly what is on the inside of us. And what Phil realized in this story was that he had a fear that he was actually feeding. He could not get his mind off the movie that he watched. And as a result of that, the fear that came from that movie was all consuming. He couldn't sleep at night, literally describes being paralyzed and not being able to get up and move around. My question for us today, men, is what are we feeding? Are we feeding a fear? And if we are feeding a fear, what is that fear and what is the root of that fear? We need to identify that. If we do not identify the root of the fear, it will come up from time to time. On the other hand, we can feed our faith. And really, the choice is ours. We're either going to feed a fear that's going to control us or consume us, or we will feed our faith. This story, Phil came to the end of himself at that time in the woods, and he recognized that he had to do battle in his mind to confront that fear. And as he confronted that fear subsided. Men, I want to challenge you. Listeners, I want to challenge all of us. Let's evaluate if we have a fear that we are feeding it. And if so, let's confront it and let's reject it and let's begin to feed our faith and see how that doesn't turn things around in our lives. God bless you. Have a great day.